Didn't I say that? What?
Our best, and welcome to the Didn't I Say That What January Blues special. This week, sponsored by door-to-door workout company Jova's Fitness. A man who blows on the melodica, currently disgraced former producer Toby Sharon. A man who's already written three jokes for our beer-drinking special. Producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Big Spicy Big Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tit, a.k.a. Spicy Big Chest, a.k.a. McCrispy Deluxe, a.k.a. Big Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, a.k.a. Dave Toasty, a.k.a. Kevin Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy McNugget, a.k.a. Clem Fandango, a.k.a. Big Slice, a.k.a. OG Smoke, a.k.a. McCunt, a.k.a. Nick Jacob Rees, Mark Cook, and the inflexible Rob Miles.
Rob Miles? I actually lost Rob Miles.
Children?
I actually lost count.
How many have we added since last time?
That was
McCunt, you said the other day, didn't you?
Yeah. McCunt came in while we were playing video games. Oh, there was one I texted you earlier, actually. I can't remember what it was.
Well, I met the appearance next week.
Oh, McLovin.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Nick Christopher Mince, please. Cook.
Mince pies.
What the fuck's going on?
No preamble this week, lads. Don't
fuck you guys.
Don't chat. Just
get on with it.
We're highly efficient now.
Fucking bullshit. He's censoring us.
Cancel culture.
So yeah, this is just a January special, isn't it? We're not back.
We're not full back.
Time yet.
We'll be back in February sometime,
maybe. Yeah. But we thought we'd throw a bonus episode in for you because, as everybody knows, January blues is a real thing. Because it's just a bit miserable, it's a bit grey and drab, and credit card statements are dropping through doors, and you've all been a bit frivolous before Christmas. So I thought we'll ease the burden and brighten your day with some absolutely disgusting nonsense.
January blues. Sorry, got carried away.
Was that like an a cappella bed?
I was going to say, were you just humming a blues?
A cappella bed's a great name for an indie band.
I'll take you to an a cappella bed. Shag there.
Just do you orally. Get to town on you like you're a fucking wolf hound.
Smack my pitch up. Right, then time for some sly news.
Yeah, bumper episode.
These should be great because we've had lots of time to write these.
Yeah, I wrote them this morning on a train.
One of them was a joke for a drunk cast that I just thrown in. I haven't even edited it.
Did Nick send it?
No.
Right. Basin wants to enter your home for 60 seconds. Let that sink in for a minute.
That was it.
We waiting the whole minute, or we?
Don't know. Should we check with Nick? He wants to fucking worry us along.
Doctors say man hit in the head with a Coca-Cola can was lucky it was a soft drink.
Mick Ucknall's mate Betty could eat. He couldn't eat some yellow smoke, but he found it to be a piece of piss. It might be a new year, but the same old problems exist.
PDC World Championship runner-up Luke Littler, aged 16 and 7,305 days, has confirmed that he looks much older than his age on account of he is.
Local man has a dream about a country that doesn't exist, leading geographers to suggest it may have being the little-known hallucination.
That's decent. Lizzo told Hip Hop Potamus magazine that the difference between three cocks at a joke is she can't take a joke, carbuncles on the arse of mankind.
I didn't edit that bit out. I was
perfect
eating
sense.
While doing this. To
makes
me.
Perfect sense.
Local restaurant faces backlash after ingredients of soup du jour change daily.
Indian streamer received backlash on Twitch for not saying hello to his chat.
You wrote that.
Yeah, I knew
someone would get their own joke.
The European Union have stepped in and given Jules Holland 12 months to change his name to Jules Netherlands.
As reported in the could have, would have, should have bi-weekly trifold, 2024 has less grammar pedants than what there was in 2023.
Thank God. 9 out of 10. Hang on. We've got a maths one wrong here.
No, that's deliberate.
Oh, is that part of it? 9 out of 8 dentists confirm that Phil's breath smells like Elton John's arse.
I recently took a poll. I can confirm that 100% of those surveyed enjoyed prostate stimulation.
I recently took a poll. Benny Benassi has revealed that the vocals in his hit 2003 hit.
that was written right.
In his 2003 hit Satisfaction were actually taken from Stephen Hawking as he first rolled onto Epstein Island.
Amazing.
Funicular enthusiast. Is that funicular?
Yes.
Funicular. That's a great word. Funicular enthusiast Cliff Railway opens up about his obsession in the latest edition of Boring Drab magazine.
Good.
Sports news now. Nottingham Forest confirmed that spunking a load of money on shit players isn't sustainable, having tried to prove Everton's theory wrong.
John Tickle claims he had a vindaloo and the next day his arse really stung. He told Specky Twat KK fanzine, I couldn't afford to pay the bill and so the chef bummed me.
After Tory backbenchers WhatsApped Rishi Sunak asking him to explain the overnight bombing strikes in Yemen, he replied, new phone, who this? He further acknowledged that this joke is better in written form and then deleted his messages again.
That was very good. Sports news now. Katie Price confirms her son Harvey is settled back into life in Dortmund and is looking forward to dribbling past people on and off the bench.
Oh, good. Yeah, I couldn't help but write who these? I don't really know how you pronounce the terrorist organisation.
Hooties.
Name. Hooties.
Yeah, like it.
I've been there, the one in Nottingham.
The Tutsis and the Hooties. Like a fucking rival gangs in a West End musical.
And the Tutsis Jewish and the Hooties Muslim, yeah.
I particularly like the Cliff Railway, who wrote that one.
That was Rob.
Brilliant.
I was thinking of something funnier, and then it just sat there, and I was like, nah, just the funicular and Cliff Railway alone is enough of a joke.
While we're on the subject of it just being sat there, I've got my keep notes where I put my writings for each episode, and in here I have...
My notes?
I have a headline called Pork Crunch if she's going on top. But I don't know what... I think that might be a punchline I thought of. But
that carbuncles on the arse of mankind is another one of those. Yeah, that was in here.
That'll work at some point. I'll keep him in a separate notes. Maybe
that's
try that.
Way to do.
Or yeah. Keep it. That's like a song title.
Pork crunch if she's going on top.
At some point, that'll get used as a song title.
Deal.
These fate are absolutely killing me. They're such mean bastards.
Thanks, Gemma.
That had a place in the sun vibe to it, that did.
Nick Reed's the sun.
As long as he doesn't wank him. Wank him
can't
off.
Can't now, though, can you? Oh, I've just got that, thanks.
Right then, so No Mean Feat, the brand new quiz show.
Oh, God.
For 2024. We've signed on for at least one episode, so this is the pilot.
It's on rotation with Can You Fit Up Your Arse, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Bradley Walsh is in talks for the next series of that.
Fit him up my arse, I reckon. More on that later.
Fanny Schmeller.
Do you see Meta at the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was with that fucking floppy-eyed cunt McIntyre, but... Mm.
I thought you meant his son.
Oh, well, we're on the... Before Kev gets into this. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, that's a good... So, if we could bring up a website for both screens. I don't know how we do it. Can you do that, Dan?
Yep. HTTPS, I assume?
I guess so.
W-w-w.
And the website we need is WikiFeet. Play along at home if you want. Get it up.
Well, I might.
So,
give me a chance.
It might.
Oh, God. Kev, you're getting me pop-ups. Chi-Chi London.
Yeah, don't do that. The collaborative celebrity feet website, WikiFeet here.
Who's collaborating on it? Because that suggests celebrities are.
Yeah. I know this is going to be fucking horrible for Dan, because Dan hates feet. Well, most people hate feet, to be fair.
Borny.
But we've got a little quiz to play, so we're Rob versus Dan. Nick's going to be our official referee.
Or the
foot doctor.
Adjudicator.
Missed it.
And if you're going to censor yourself, you don't need your own.
The thumpire.
Hang on.
Oh, no, thumb's on your hand, isn't it?
Hang on, Nick, do it again. The adjudicator.
Got it.
Right then, so Rob and Dan, I'll give you a minute now just to sort of, you need to come up with...
Just to get yourself off the
just to get
runway.
Yourself up to fire weight.
I've got to go around the airport again.
It's been a flight delay on this. So you need to come up with three celebrities each.
What, and then you're going to search their feet?
We're going to search, so you get 1 point. So you get 1 point if it's a female, because obviously this is a bit of a fucking perv's paradise, so... It's mainly going to be women on here. 1 point for a woman. That comes up with a search result. 2 points for a man. And 3 points if they have fucking mean-looking feet.
What, like your one?
Yeah, so if they're bright red and look like the fucking glove off the fucking the feathers McGraw dead. Or whatever his name is, then, yeah, you get... That's 5 points if you get...
Five
like
points for
if
a
it's
feathers
Gout Ridden. Gout Ridden's 5 points.
Okay. Oh, you got to play this tactical then.
Yeah, so not all celebrities will be there. So two niche... You know, if you go for like that guy's present,
we're not looking for their knees.
Oh, Kev, you draw the short straw. You've got
oh,
the
fucking hell. I've got the cobweb.
The cobweb on your
everyone's
head.
Dodged around that like fucking. We're in like boxing.
It fucking blends in these days. That doesn't. Yeah. So, if there's any sort of arguments about whether the feet are mean enough, then Nick, as the official referee,
as
adjudicator,
our expert in the field,
will have final decision.
None of those pictures feature her feet, though. Just saying. A lot of side boob.
Yeah, there must be, when you click in, that must be the feet
this,
nail.
Hang on a minute. Is this Ellie or Eli, do we think?
Manning.
I don't know.
No problem.
I'm
right then.
Intrigued by the guild on the left sidebar.
Oh. It's like the inner circle.
Oh, Nick, you want to join? I reckon. Well, you must get a
cuff trousers.
I was going to say that there's a express entry for people who've paid up.
early boarding to get you down the runway.
Oh, hang on a second. Oh. Do men show up on here, or do you have to go on WikiFeet Men, which is a separate link on the left hand side?
Oh, looking for male celebs.
Yes, it's your choice. You can hyperlink across if you want.
We can choose. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll open the other link in the other tab, just for preparation's sake. You can go first, Rob.
Okay.
Lizzo.
Yeah, they're going to be in there, aren't they? And they are going to be mean. Oh, I've just agreed to cookies. That was probably a mistake.
So is she.
That's half a problem, isn't it? So
I mean,
it's only
I'm not seeing much about
page.
Feet, but I'm seeing quite a lot about fucking...
Oh, no, not here. I meant the one-off news round. Get Lizzo Mazumbo.
Oh, look at that one.
That looks
That's
like...
That's a great one.
That looks like Kev's foot.
What are we scoring that one, then?
So you've definitely got 1 point because they're on there. Are you saying this is... You get the final decision? Is that me...
I mean, that's
nasty.
That's
points,
a bumper,
yeah.
That is.
A couple of
it's
bumpers.
The square front on the shoes, like she's a witch.
It's just...
Or she's kicked fuck
and,
out
and
of
then
something.
As you work further away from that square front, you're like, what the fuck is going on
you
there?
You know what these are? Fucking walking cake slice. She's got that extra bit for carrying.
Just for a Viennese world to be on it.
I was going to say, there's not many pictures of feet. Quite a lot of camel toes.
Oh, Nick. New year, new Nick. He's funny this year.
No, I'm not. Oh, that's a fat leg.
It doesn't look as...
That's not as gnarled. If I was either the first picture we went on or that most recent, they're not getting 5 points. That one with the square front... That's fucking 10 points, because both feet... each foot is more disgusting than the other.
That's not the same person, is it?
Don't fucking matter, it counts.
So what are we saying? We're going to go a big Chalk 5 points for that one.
5 points.
Nick's keeping tally.
Okay. So Dan to serve.
You will have to remind me of the score because I wasn't listening.
I'm going with... And I do not know how to spell this.
Llewellyn Bowen.
It's double L.
I think this is a massive gamble, this is. It's very
niche.
Yeah,
it is.
We're going for Llewellyn
Garden City.
Can I just get his name?
You've got his name, it's the spelling you need.
How do we spell it?
Or is it Lawrence with a...
I weren't far off, you know. Which doesn't bode well for me.
I would have thought he'd have had well for okay feet, like, because he, like...
pedicured, didn't
he? Interior designer.
No, not there.
Oh, it's not on there, no. But...
You weren't on men, though, were you?
I was.
Okay.
Feet and inches.
He's got no socks. But he doesn't get them out of the socks.
That's why he's not on there.
They're not... he's got a tan line halfway up his shin. Because them socks are never off. I'll take the L on that one.
Go on, okay, then, men, please. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Brilliant show.
DeVito.
Defeat to toe.
He's there. There we go.
Danny Don Vito. Oh, my God.
Oh, that one on the left.
I like his Blair Witch foot up there. That's brilliant.
Here it is next to a pussy. I mean, it's
that the one in the car is a bit of a weird one.
Where are we looking?
Far right.
Oh, I bet you are.
Look at stumpy the toe. Like the
yeah, how's that a surprise?
Like you don't expect Danny DeVito's foot to be stumpy.
What's that one in all the tapeworms?
Snake skins.
Why does he put his foot in stuff?
He's playing to the crowd, isn't he?
He is.
He's got an OnlyFans.
Here he is with Lorraine. She's got her growler out. Look at her tiny little toe.
Oh, yeah?
It's like Megan Fox's thumb toe. I think he only scores a man point, to be honest, considering...
They're not horrendous, are they?
No, he's always got them out, though, hasn't he? I think Rob's done a little bit of research there.
How the fuck could I possibly... What? I found out 4 minutes ago we were playing this game.
Yeah, and in that 4 minutes, I reckon you could Google. What celebrity always takes a photo of their feet in places?
He was likely to have a disgusting foot, and I went, Lizzo, Danny DeVito.
But he's always got them out.
Surprised me.
But, though, he's one toe is bigger than his... It's like
yeah, that's his big toe. No.
Here it is between two pregnant bellies.
No, it's long. Look at the scroll up, Dan.
You mean his index toe is longer than his thumb toe?
Yeah, that's just with that one there, but with the pair. Why is there a pair in the photo? His
feet tend to come in pairs.
I don't think he's a 5-pointer, though.
No.
What was a man point?
2 points.
2 points.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll just go with that then.
Solid. Five and a two to start with. Big score needed here, Dan.
I reckon.
I think you've mentioned a good name already.
Oh.
Because I'm interested to see what the toe's like.
Christina Aguilera.
One massive toe. Who did I mention?
Megan Fox.
Oh, you reckon? Nah, shit. What's his face is... contains adult content.
Because you've gone on Fox with two X's.
Oh, yeah. Megan Fox, I. The first. It's only a 1-pointer, isn't it? Nick's fully...
erect.
Nick sabotaged me.
He's took off.
In fairness, you sowed the seeds by saying she had
a bogging thumb
toe. Yeah, a thumb toe.
No, she's got a bogging thumb.
Yeah, she hasn't.
Lorraine Kelly had the bogging toe. It's going to have a point for Lorraine Kelly.
Is she being
you could have gone Lorraine Kelly and got that one. That was an absolute gimme.
Yeah, neither. That ain't her, is it?
Yeah.
What's she done to herself?
No matter what I'd fucking do to her. I'd make sure she was okay. She's had some troubles.
She's got some troubles now. MGK.
They're still together?
I don't know.
So one for Dan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my final entry in here. We mentioned before that feet come in pairs. Heather Mills McCartney.
She's gone one really well
it's
shaped.
Brave. This is only half a point if she's there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I want to see what the prosthetic one looked like. Behave.
Oh, there you go. Look, go back.
That one, she had two legs. When did she lose a leg?
That's a nice shade of, like, walnut. look at that one. There you go.
That one.
There you go. Oh, that's not a really good one. There's a lot of space between them toes, isn't there?
Yeah, you have to spread your toes if you stood on one foot. How else do you think you balance? I don't know. I mean, she's there, isn't she? She's one shoe on, one shoe off.
Sniffing her own farts.
I think I can only really give you one for that, Dan.
That was Rob, you knob.
I think I can only give you one for that, Rob.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll use that take in the edit.
I didn't need any, did I, to win this? No. But I'll take the one.
Oh, well, sometimes a wild card's handed to you on a plate, innit? And she likes things on a plate. Normally a glass plate.
Amazing.
It's Daniela.
Oh, yeah, no.
What the fuck? Have you ever used a keyboard before?
It's not in there.
You've absolutely dropped a bollock, are you?
Oh, well.
7-1.
7-1.
Was it
8?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, men were 2, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah,
8-1. Well played, Rob.
Well done.
Easy. And just in case the big red one's on there.
Kane. Imagine if it just popped up, one massive one.
I'm going to do it. You're a podcast host. That's...
Wiki, yeah. Is Lorraine Kelly on here? Or is she just like a cameo on someone else's?
Supplementary foot.
There you go. I'm sure I saw it.
Yeah,
there
second.
Imagine if she had like fucking heinous feet now. Like a 10-pointer.
Yeah, Dan wins.
Flawless victory.
There we go then.
There you go.
Lovely, thanks for playing.
Underrated. Ooh, overrated.
Someone's just fucking crashed.
25 past 7 in the morning. Fucking road traffic incident as a result of unsanctioned melodica.
They'll put that on the police report.
So Nick was going to do a bit for this, and he ain't.
I wasn't.
To be fair, it was thrust upon him at about 2 hours ago.
There's a plenty
much
of time.
Much like Dan's spunk towel. Thrust upon me.
Not again, that 2 hours ago.
Again.
So on that topic...
Oh, nice tee up, Nick.
Was it on record, your pork scratchings?
Yeah, I did mention it. I mentioned it at the end of Sly News, I think.
There we go. So, as we've not got anything really prepped for this, I'm just going to go through some old notes I've got in my phone, which are... song titles.
It is worth adding at this point that our band is hoping to
Make a triumphant return.
Yeah.
That nobody's asking for, much less the people in the band.
Well, one of the band members knows nothing of it, so.
Hey ho.
You don't listen to this.
We don't know.
No, I look at the analytics. There's nothing about Sister Shaggers on there. So.
Danny Lewis.
Danny fucks his sister.
Okay, so overrated, underrated. Control alt right.
What's that do?
Oh, stop the recording.
I don't dare press it.
No, I press left, actually. Nothing.
No. Overrated, then.
Overrated.
Yeah, it's kind of.
The Scarlet Pimpin' ain't easy.
underrated. That's up there with Commandant Lestrude.
Yeah, my favourite.
A lot of these were all within, like, 3 weeks of one another. I was on a run. Copulate to Populate.
Yeah.
Or not. It's your body.
Very woke.
Yeah, even better.
Very woke.
Underrated.
So from Very Woke to The Double Fister.
As a title or
an action.
Or an action.
Your choice.
Is this Double Fister as in, like, pointed hands? Or
well, yeah, how else are you going to get in there?
It could be like Dal's Limbs finisher.
Double blunt force trauma.
There we go. That's another one. Mm-hmm. Underrated or overrated? Double blunt force trauma.
Underrated. I've just come up with it.
Toweling spunk.
Overrated.
But toweling spelt like Shaolin.
Rather than Terry Toweling.
Terry Toweling.
Yeah. Talk to me. I've had reusable nappies in my family for 40 years.
I'm calling overrated on that one.
Underrated for me. I think more people should use towels covered in my spunk.
I caught you with delicious bass. Wanna play me?
Oh, we need a math rock band. We need someone that's good musically to join our band.
That's actually the very last line in Napoleon Dynamite.
Underrated.
Commandant Lestrude.
Underrated.
Did we not call a track that?
Yeah, we did.
We love an inside joke. Rantallion. Which I can't remember what it means, but it's actually really funny.
It's a Roman long distance runner.
It's like a rapscallion, but.
Oh, yes! So a rantallion is a person whose scrotum is so relaxed as to hang so low as to exceed the length of his flaccid penis.
I'm pointing at Nick, but I'm guilty as well. I'm not actually. My balls have ascended in old age, if anything. I used to be able to fully envelop my penis in testicles.
Like cocoon. Like it's going into chrysalis.
Cock.
I thought you meant like Steve Guttenberg looked at it.
He's one of them.
Apple belch. Is just the belch you have after eating an apple.
Hey, Granny Smith, like that tank.
Is it apple belch jeans, boots with the fur?
Kev only knows rap.
Underrated.
Yeah, definitely.
Three previous winners, Whitman, Price and Haddad.
Oh, we need to release an album now. Like a double length album.
And all really short songs. Oh. I don't think. I don't know.
Is that I don't know, N-O?
No, that's something Hayley once said to me. She went, I don't think, I don't know. Like in one strain of consciousness. Morbid bestiality.
What happened with me and that dog?
He admits it.
It's on record. Oh.
Sexual lethargico.
That's Nick.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
He didn't need tag with Gay Mysterio.
Yeah, managed by Val Venus.
Val Venus.
Oh, a meaty tuck.
That's a meaty tuck.
Oh, and I do have one more, actually. Shirley has the thickest drapes.
Is that Shirley Crabtree?
It's Shirley Crabtree. Yeah, that wasn't a song title. That could be used as a song title for something that we'd written for Archers.
I got some more Archers and Lemonade inspiration this week, but we'll discuss that off air, because otherwise it gives away the plot for the next episode. I'll make a note of it. I'll make a note of it. Hang on.
Lemonade.
Oh my God.
Back to the episode.
So that's all I've got in my phone.
Amazing. That's like one of the song titles.
That's going to be now, yeah. Yes.
We've all of a sudden just become a grindcore band. Gorecore.
Trigger of the week. Right then, time for some rates and slates. Shall we go anti-clockwise this week?
Yeah, I don't like the clock.
Okay.
Yeah, you're slating it.
Start with you, Dan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of time.
Do you want to do slates or rates?
Should we get the slates out of the way, then we can be positive, because January idea. Blues. Let's try and perk people back up after we slate things. Mm-hmm. I'm slating video games. I think we discussed this last night while playing video games. It's just fucking wank at the minute playing video games. It's meant to be fun. It's just not.
Why isn't it? What's up? This has become something different now. This is one of them counselling podcasts that are really popular.
Why isn't it fun?
Why do you think you're not enjoying what you previously used to enjoy?
I think it might be the people I play with.
Why don't you like Kev's company?
I can't take the fall for this one.
Yeah, Nick's PlayStation don't work. Oh, it's just like the state of video games at the minute. Like developers just creaming money off the customer and just not putting any effort into it. Everyone who plays online is just a sweaty little fucking cunt. He's never touched a vagina.
Present company included on the former point, not the latter. Like, these two have shagged.
We have shagged.
No, we haven't shagged each other.
We get shagged when we play video games.
Quite hard.
Is the truth here you don't like video games because you're too old? Rubbish.
Yeah, that's a no, basically.
That's it.
Yeah. Although, on the contrary to that, so you pay £50, £60 a year for Call of Duty, £50, £60 a year for FIFA.
We're on to Kev's rate.
Well, this could be a rate, actually, but there's a game that PlayStation give you free last month called Power Wash Simulator.
Yes,
and
I'm fucking
addicted.
Sick.
I'm so absolutely angry. Addicted.
Oh, you pair can play online together.
Just up and down the wall. And I'm just starting to nod off, and I'm like, this is so relaxing. Thing is, my car's on the drive, filthy.
Honestly, my patio needs doing. No, I'm just going to play the game. It's too wet out.
I'm not a fan of Chore Simulator, I'll be honest.
It's good.
Ultimately, that's what it is, isn't it? Everybody else is just quicker and better.
It's got to the point where we're so fucking fed up of being shit at games that we're now just like, there's got to be a game we can play where we can just be the cunt. And like, we're trying to find the game where we can annoy people either on our team or off our team to like, at least like a bit cathartic. Like, oh well, at least we're spoiling someone else's night for a change.
What happened to Gran Turismo?
Oh, that's a good chat, not a bad shout.
I'd get some use out of my very expensive rig. I mean, it's not very expensive, but
you can do what you were doing on Gran Turismo without needing an expensive rig, because you just fucking pull a Yui at the start line and go the wrong way.
You're just crashing into people.
It's more fun when you get the force feedback when you crash into people.
Oh, which dick did that?
In their fucking proper fucking racing they're trying to do. That got spoiled because you could kick people out of lobbies, didn't you? Because to start with, you couldn't. Mm. So, like, you join a Tokyo Raceway cruise only, for Subarus, and they'd have a little formation lap, and you'd go in like a concept car and just like scuttle them. Get but yeah,
fully wee.
You remember I was like wee bowling on it. It's fucking brilliant.
Stray.
We're ahead of the plug, but if anyone does like seeing people be cunts on video games, then follow at Dunno What Gaming on the socials. There's some good fun.
Because we're a multimedia platform.
We are.
Any slates, Nick, this week?
Not really.
No.
I'm going to try and be more pleasant. Succinct than he is.
I have got, unless you've got it.
What? No, my slate's Jordan Henderson, mate.
Fucking
basically,
dickless,
right.
Spineless.
So, Jordan Henderson, he left the Reds, joined a Muslim business for more money and quit after 6 months for a Central European-based business. Couldn't be me. Come be me.
I was going to slate Trade Centre UK. having spent last Saturday traipsing around the Midlands with Kev and Dan trying to find a car, and they just lied to us lots of times. Every branch of Trade Centre UK we went to in the West Midlands, they lied.
They assign you a buddy when you walk in as well, don't they? So somebody just comes and attaches themselves to you as you're walking round.
And at the Coventry branch, there's a subs bench.
There were six of them sat down on the side.
That's some warming up. Well.
They've got a subs bench.
One of them was doing lunges.
That's something I'm going to slate, though. Fucking Trade Centre. They don't open the cars and allow you to
look through them. Yeah,
mm-hmm. What's the point?
Well, their slogan is Trade Centre UK, we've got the car for you, which is
how
funny.
Would you know? How would you know if you're not allowed to see the inside?
The thing is, they advertise the car for you, but when you go there, they've sold it yesterday. But the guy was on leave yesterday, so he doesn't know the details of it. But it's also for sale at their Wensbury branch. So,
and then when you ring their Wensbury branch, you ask them you ask them where it is. They said, oh, it's probably in prep, but you haven't actually given the details of the car that...
I mean, you're giving them a bit of leeway there by saying probably. So, she was very definite. Oh, yeah, that one's in prep.
So, oh, yeah, it's in prep, but we can't get in it.
Yeah, the truth is they've not got the keys either.
Which the keys must still be at Coventry from where it was yesterday. So, yeah, we spent a day traipsing around trade centres. In the end, in a vain attempt to try and find this one car that's still on their website now, despite being sold two Fridays ago. So, yeah, fuck Trade Centre UK.
We did walk in the one branch. Was it the second one we walked in? Or the third? You were like, at that point, Dan was just fucking done with the situation. The guy's like, oh, you're right, lads, can I help you today? Dan walked in and goes, no, because you're liars. Right on the back foot.
have you come from far? Yeah, you're the branch. They also lied to us. He's like, well, tell me what you're after. I was like, oh, I'm not after a car, mate, he is.
Dan goes, oh, I want a Mercedes A-Class. He's like, oh, we haven't got one in, but we've got a lovely Renault here, haven't we? Yep.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, mate.
Incredible.
So, Kev's obviously worked in sales at various companies, not including the current one he works at.
Well, that's Coca-Cola, isn't it?
Wyvale Garden Centres or wherever he works in sales. And he was like, the first rule of that is like upsell. So like, oh, we haven't got that, but we've got the next model up, or we've got a BMW similar or Audi similar. No, we've got a Renault.
It's just like fucking lottery machine. Like, what are we selling today? Renault.
It's as if their commission's based on just making the sale, not how much
not
the sale's
what the
worth.
Sales for. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a Renault. You want that?
It's like their commission's paid by Renault.
It's an R-Reg Clio.
To be fair though, you probably had him so on the back foot, he did not know.
When they go over their train and they're handling objections, one they're like, "What do you do, someone? If four guys come in and one of them calls you a fucking liar,
at the first interaction, you've not even had a chance to lie to them at this point."
So let's do a role play then. So you're going to be
a disgruntled.
A
there.
Get their attention. Sometimes the claims will be false.
Child.
Oh, fucking shambles.
So you didn't buy the Renault then?
Well, Dan's still not got a car.
No, he still hasn't.
Oh, is it for Dan, is it?
Yeah. I've got a car in my job, but I'm fine.
Awesome.
Kev was just getting to rule out
my long term.
Yeah, to be fair, Coke are pretty good.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, lovely VW Golf Estate.
Yep.
Definitely not driven a Tesla for the last 6 months.
No slates for me.
Okay. Any rates?
Yeah, so I play a solitaire app every day, and it's ad-driven.
This is the games we should be playing.
Yeah, this is
take a leaf out of this old cunt's book.
This is ad. It's one of them ad-driven free apps.
I didn't know you still spoke to
Burger King. Burger King have an advert.
Burger Bing.
That is genuinely someone just doing a screen record of going through the Burger King app.
Oh, I've seen this advert. It's like fucking South African.
I don't know.
It's a South African website, I'm sure.
Do you use South African accent?
He's like, do you want a burger?
Diplomatic community?
But yeah, it's got the red bar at the top that says it's bread. Screen recording. And it's someone just scrolling through, going between the menu and then selecting your brunch.
Buying and that like, cheese bussy and Dr. PB.
The white bread?
Absolutely appreciate the lack of effort that's gone into their advertising campaign. Just like, we could spend millions on plugging.
You're the second biggest fast food chain in the world.
Yeah, and you're cost cutting by just screen recording.
Your above the line spend is £6.
So yeah, that's my rate because I just appreciate the thriftiness of it.
So my rate, Danish beer, and the LAFCON. I haven't watched much of it this time because I've just had like lots of stuff on.
There's only been 10 games, haven't there, broadcast on the Beeb. Not as heavy coverage.
Yeah. The rest are on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. But the Asia Cup has been on DAZN, hasn't it?
Has it?
Let it be on a paywall.
It's in the kitchen of Mr. Chef.
The great paywall of China. Three beers, lads.
That's the best joke he's ever told.
I took a triumphant swig as well to finish that can. I'm going for four, lads. Brace yourselves.
What are you drinking now then, Dan? What's this fourth one?
This is a lovely ruby knob gobbler.
Oh, I've heard they're an excellent.
Never that Nick up,
no. I've heard they're an exceptional brand.
Oh, is that?
He's got a little wart on
him. I'm going to apologise to Mass in advance, but you're married to a ruby knob gobbler.
Not often enough.
Mother, Mars.
More on that when I get home.
She won't know
tomorrow.
Sorry, Mars.
Oh, fucking hell.
You're for it.
I'm going to get fucking beat up at 8 in the morning when she comes back.
That is the highlight of playing video games with Kev, is you get to hear Leanne absolutely domestic abusing him. She gets a pasting every night. I'm going to rate Leanne pacing Kev and the curry we had tonight from Aroma in Old Brighton.
Good curry.
It was decent. It was a quick service as well. We walked in and he brought a bag out. Didn't have our food in, but...
She was a lovely lady.
We proper Abe Simpsoned it in there. I just went and sat down thinking I was down for a wet. Just stood straight back up.
Put his hand back on. Burlesque Club.
Is your name Bart?
Takes me. Oh, show us your plug hole.
The beer out of the
beer through a melodica. Drinking beer through a melodica is the most 2008 hipster thing imaginable.
Oh, we all play synth.
Right then, time for the plug hole. Has anybody got anything to plug?
Yeah, I've got some, but go ahead if anyone asks. That's mine.
I don't have anything. I'm saving plugs until...
The new series.
Until we're canon.
Okay.
Because people just think my plugs are fucking porno based and I'm fed up of this. I don't have to deal with these wild allegations.
You got any plugs, Nick?
No.
Okay. Is yours quite a...
Mine's quite a lengthy one, yeah.
Okay, I'll get mine out of the way. A little business idea we're setting up. It's called Breast Implants. Picturesque calendar of the Northwest French region's horticulture. So, yeah, if you'd like a breast implants calendar, let us know.
I thought it was just one tit in a chrysanthemum.
like erotic falconry.
And boobs and explosions.
And explosions. Bring them back.
Great sights.
Bring them back. So I'm plugging, and it's probably a little out of form for this, but to plug another podcast. I'm plugging the Upshot podcast. So I think we've mentioned before, we've plugged the newsletter possibly in the past.
I think so.
So for those that are unaware, the Upshot's a social media and newsletter presence that sort of posts excellent stories about sportsmen from years gone by.
This is not what I was expecting.
Oh, you thought it was porn.
It's well, not just sportsmen gone by. There's like some current stuff. Like there was Ronnie O'Sullivan on a recent one, and
correct.
We've had recently disgraced former Birmingham manager Wayne Rooney on another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. I think you turned me onto the newsletter, and I turned you onto the podcast. So
the podcast guest this week is someone that I knew about back in the Mick McCarthy Wolves days, and he was I think he was our reserve. We loaned him in as our reserve goalkeeper, and it was Graham Stack. Now Graham Stack was in the Arsenal's Invincibles team. He never played a game in the. I don't think he ever played a game for Arsenal, actually. He never played in the league. I think he played in the cup. But the thread is basically...
If we got the Rothmans book, we can check these stats.
I checked, and despite playing for Arsenal between 2000 and 2006, he's not in the official PFA Footballers Fact File. He is, however, based on the Upshot thread in the Unprofessional Footballers Association Fact File.
Yeah, so according to his Wikipedia as well, between 2000 and 2006 for Arsenal, he had no appearances and no goals.
No goals is a shock, isn't it? So, yeah, the Upshot ran a thread this week because he was their podcast guest, and basically just highlighting the fact that Arsene Wenger ran a tight ship at Arsenal, but there was one player in his famous Invincible squad who couldn't be tamed. Meet the Gucci flinging ticket touting backup keeper Graham Stack.
That's like a Ric Flair introduction, isn't it?
Wheeling, dealing, kiss, stealing.
Is that styling and profiling?
I've just read the next post down, and that whole write up is literally a storyline in Archers and Lemonade.
In Archers, yeah, without a doubt. So, as I say, this is all the Upshot's work. I'm taking no credit for it, but just passing on the goodness. So in 1998, a cocky 16-year-old rocks up to Arsenal training behind the wheel of his dad's Ford Escort. Leave it's Graham Stack. His hungover old man, landlord at the local boozer, is passed out in the passenger seat after a four-day bender. The academy coaches aren't impressed.
Was his foreskin in neutral at that point?
After passing his driving test, Stack convinces the Gunners bus driver to let him take the team coach for a spin. As they pull away, Stacky slams his foot on the brake, sending the driver flying into the windscreen. The window and the driver's nose are broken. Despairing at his mischief, Wenger sends the youngster on loan to sleepy Belgian side Beveren. But trouble flares up in the local derby against the hated rivals Antwerp. Two Antwerp ultras invade the pitch to attack Graham, but he knocks one out and the other legs it. Absolutely smashes a guy around the fucking head twice, lays him out, and then tells the other to fuck off.
These blokes could not look more Belgian if they tried as well.
Yeah, the only way they look more Belgian is if they're eating chocolate and fucking kids.
Is that Bill Gates?
Drinking Stella Artois, but other European beers are available.
Indeed.
In summer 2003, a sheepish Stack returns to Highbury expecting to languish in the reserves. So he's a little surprised when Arsene Wenger calls him into his office. Stuart Taylor is, injured. Arsene explains, "You will be my number two keeper this season." The following day, Graham rocks up to pre-season in his dad's Ford Escort, squeezes the spluttering motor between Thierry Henry's Renault Clio and Jens Lehmann's Harley Davidson. I in the pricey wheels. Stacky sniffs an opportunity.
After... That was the Renault you were trying to.
It might have been, yeah.
He's been to the trade centre, hasn't he?
Did the salesman not tell you how much va-va-voom?
He kept saying, Nico, Papa.
Oh, the Vic and Bob adverts. Mm. Glorious.
After training, he heads to Camden Market, fills his boot with knock-off Gucci clobber. He sets up shop in the club car park, flog the fake gear to his new teammates, Youngberg, Perez and co, shower their wives in Gucci, claiming they've been shopping in the West End. The scam works perfectly until the wags arrive at Arsenal's Christmas party. Slowly it dawns on them that their husbands have gifted them identical fake clobber. Arsenal's bargain hunting stars get an earful in the cab home, but Stacky's already on to his next venture. When Liverpool visit Highbury, it's billed as a crucial test for the Gunners, but for their subkeeper, it's just another nice little earner. Sneaking off at half-time for a burger, Stacky flogs a drunken Liverpool fan his stadium pass and expects to never see him again. To his horror, the Scouser emerges from the tunnel in the second half, stumbling in front of the dugouts. Stacky grabs him by the collar and sits him down, but the fan escapes at the final whistle. He's later dragged from the Liverpool dressing room by two policemen. As Arsenal march towards immortality, Wenger has his side on a tight leash, but Stacky's mischief continues. He narrowly avoids hypothermia when Ray Parlour bets him 200 quid he can't keep his head in an ice bucket for a whole minute. Then, out of the blue, Wenger calls him into his office. It is, how you say, the League Cup third round against Rotherham tomorrow. I'm starting the kids. You will be in goal. And Graham, one more thing. No more half-time burgers. We... Graham Stack's Arsenal debut is a thriller. The game goes to penalties and Graham steps up for the decisive kick. He buries it. Arsenal are through and the delirious Stack is mobbed by his teammates. The Gunners are eventually knocked out in the League Cup semis. Back on league duty, Graham warms the bench as they win the Premiership unbeaten. He doesn't get a medal, but that doesn't stop him joining the celebrations. A lovely picture of him here with a Barclay card Premiership. After leaving Arsenal, Graham ends up at Wolves under Mick McCarthy. When the team minibus gets stuck in traffic on the M6, Stacky jumps out and mounts a Harley Davidson on the back of a trailer. But the traffic clears up and he's carried down the highway, still on the bike. After a spell at Plymouth, sees more unhinged antics. On a pre-season tour in Austria, Graham and the fitness coach end up in a strip club lobbing fruit at the dancers. When bouncers chase them out, they nick a digger from the construction site and drive it home. Graham then heads north, joining Edinburgh side Hibernian, but his time in Scotland is best remembered for another reason. During a live BBC broadcast, Stacky strips naked and dances past teammates while they're being interviewed. It's a live, looks like it's a live interview.
Yeah, because they quickly cut back to the studio.
And yeah, so he's on the podcast this week. I don't know if he's on. I've not listened to it yet, but I don't know if he's on it or they're just talking about it.
They'll probably just be talking about him. Unless they're bucking the trend of having a guest on who is also the topic.
But yeah, that's like proper lunatic goalkeeper territory.
There was a the one a couple of weeks back. The episode was about bad men in snooker. And it was, what's his name, Jimmy White and...
Willie Thorne.
No, Higgins, Alec Higgins. Yeah. And they're on a two-week bender in a Belfast or a Dublin hotel.
They wouldn't like that.
And Jimmy White gets so hammered that he's like, I've got to take off. A break from this. So he hops on a plane, flies home, arrives home, and his missus immediately bollocks him. So he just turns around, gets straight back in the taxi, back to the airport, flies back over, and he's like... at the hotel, he's like, I'd like to check back into that suite if possible. And the reception is scratting around. And they're like, we can't check you back in, sir, because you never checked out. So he goes back upstairs and carries on another few weeks with Alec Higgins doing all sorts of blow. Booze and narcotics.
The bad boys of snooker, that's incredible.
It's really funny. There's a lot of cocaine, a lot of crack on the tour at the time.
Yeah, they must have deep pockets.
Yeah, very good podcast and great plug.
Thanks.
That tune means it's Neil or no Neil time. And to blow away the January blues, we thought we'd get a bit of a game on the go. But after our unsanctioned first Noel in the Christmas episode, the knob have yet again banned us from any play. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks before season six kicks off, we'll be able to iron out the creases and get play underway. But until then, you're just going to have to make do with where we were last season, with Nick top of the table with no played and no points, me second, no played and no points, Dan third with no played and no points, but there was that dubious one, hence why the league was suspended, and Kev bottom of the table with one play and no points, but he did manage to speak to that cunt that shot the ground control.
Seen him again this week.
Yeah, he's closing in.
Definitely not the right tune. But
you're not putting the melodic
key.
Definitely not putting any melody into melodica. You're putting a bit of dick into it.
The hive mind.
Oh, time for some other shite.
Hey, both got remote control heating, have you? Fannies.
Who's Jeff Sanders?
I fuck knows. Send an email to the studio though. Just some prick telling me how to do podcasts. We fucking know, mate. We're doing it now.
Tell us how to make money from it, you cunt. Butt stuff.
That's not on Jeff Sanders' email, by the way. Butt stuff, that's the way to make money from podcasts.
It's like OnlyFans, but sexier.
Bit like this.
So I popped the first one in other show this week. And it's Michael Nichol Romance. And it's Michael Jackson as Gerard Way.
Gerard?
This I should have done when we did the wedding episode. But this painting or sketch by Leonardo da Vinci, DiCaprio, was on the toilet wall at Nick's wedding.
This has got Heather Mills' leg on it.
It's got Heather Mills' leg and my dick.
No dick.
This big, long,
just absolutely
curly wanger.
Absolutely covered in pubes. That's what. Poor horse.
Looks like a Welsh.
It's a Pegasus, isn't it? It's a Pegasus.
It fucking could peg you with that car.
Oh, God almighty.
So, this is a post from Sarah Stern to the Plus Size Facebook Dating. And it says, me and my husband are looking for a third person to spice things up. But not too spicy, or he could have a seizure. Inbox me.
They look like if their breeding is already going to be spicy, like the chromosomes on that thing.
Well, yeah, Glenn Jacobs and whoever this lass is.
But this is Mayor Glenn Jacobs. He's got his glasses on.
It's Glenn Jacobs and Rosie Jones.
Rosie Jones West.
That's fucking Janet Avenue Porter, that is.
Only you can't. That's fucking horrifying. Anyway, what are you up to this weekend, Nick?
His nuts.
Up to his nuts in Sarah Stern.
This was from start of the new year during the World Darts Championship. So neither French nor Saunders at a bugger Rowies on
the fuck?
On Twitter.
Change it.
Trending was Peter Reed and Peter Wright. And he's gone, Peter Reed, Peter Wright. What about poor Peter Arithmetic?
Oh, dear. This one's me. It's a picture of Troy Deeney and Neil Warnock and Aaron at Feed the Spud. Over 1,600 games managed between them. Clapping emoji.
So this one's me. So Who else remembers having to blow these as a kid? So you've got a DS game there.
Pokemon Pearl.
You've got a Game Boy. Blown the port in the Game Boy. Priest, obviously. And a Game Boy game.
Another Pokemon bollocks things. You're wasting port if you're blowing it in a Game Boy, Nick.
Any port in
this
time?
This is me. I saw this just as we were going live. So this is a ticket for a basketball game. Which was the Ku Klux Klan versus the Knights of Columbus benefit, Jewish Relief Fund in Masonic Auditorium, sponsored by the Advancement of Coloured People. This was on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. It's got Russian referees, and admission is $1.
It's just got everything in
there, isn't it? It's like a bingo carnival of shit you can't say. It doesn't say what year it is.
What's the crack with the Knights of Columbus? They're bad people as well.
I'm not sure. I think they're like a Masonic
Catholic fraternal. Probably bad then, isn't it? Michael J.
Fox
McGivney.
That fucking killed me today, Kev. I've just remembered that. And this is me as well. So when your funny friend Yellow Mustard makes a joke.
I hate mustard.
And that's classic Yellow Mustard. This was also me. So Goth Shaggy Rogers at Crumlin Gothic _.
Is that when you go down on a goth laugh? Crumlingus.
So someone tell Morrissey he can finally go out tonight. And it's a Stitch tracksuit.
Off of Lilo and Stitch.
So I've just found a few bits in my phone. Here's one of them. Bunnies have a lot of sex and we think they're cute and pure. Let's treat women the same way. Interesting.
That's from Emily at Femin Emily.
Yeah, and there's a comeback below it somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Rabbits also mate for life, you vapid communal fleshlight.
Oh my God.
Nick the incel, not Nick here. Nick S. Jimenez.
Tell me you've not had sex, Nick Jimenez.
Vapid human fleshlight.
I think this is a classic.
Classic Yellow Mustard.
We've got Troy Deeney there on the boat. Got some free time in his hands these days.
He just told her she can't defend.
Kicks it with her shins.
Here we are as a car that's been taxed till October 2024. MOT till the 23rd of October 2024. And it's a basically registration T1. Does it say right at the top there? No, brilliant. I've chopped the bit out. That's important. So this must have been a T.
Twice you've done
here we are.
Game.
Here we are. Next one. So next one, we'll come back to that one. And here we have private cherished number plate sales /spotting/advoice. Advoice. It's because I saw David O'Connor, so I started spelling
Advoice.
So it is.
It's Tilly's number plate, so it is.
So they're looking for the owner of this number plate, Tilly, T1 LLY, which is obviously taxed, as we've mentioned. Somebody here is looking for it for their daughter,
David Stuart O'Connor.
Might be easy. Oh,
David O'Connor was looking for it.
Oh, David O'Connor was looking for it. And he's. Stuart said it might be easier to change Tilly's name to P6474TCG. Completely fucking butchered it. Well, there you go.
We're back. The gist.
We are back, baby.
If you think this was shit, wait till season 6 starts.
It's good to know that Adrian Ashley is eating lunch at Giggling Squid Shrewsbury.
Lovely food and restaurant.
That's clearly in Wem.
They buy all their Coca-Cola from a wholesaler in Kettering. A little fun
go
fact
to the
you.
E to the T to the T.
E to the R to the I, E, G. T to the R to the W.
If you're still listening, kids from Kettering, get a life. Fuck's sake.
Get off COD as well. Fucking give us a
chance.
Stop
beating these cunts on video games.
And don't beat us anywhere else.
Right then, time to get out of here for the regular listeners. Everybody else, join us behind the paywall for the Miss Congeniality 2 Armed and Fabulous 2005. Watch along.
And that's, spoiler alert, without William Basketball.
We shall find out. Time will tell.
He's too busy wanking off to dudes.
Two dudes, or
didn't say that. What?
Like, I'm fucking. What's his face in the toilet?
Dave. <Steve.
laughs> Phil. Dave and Phil.
It's illegal, that. Twice as illegal.
Oh, hang on, I missed the melodica. Missed the melodica solo.
Do you want to play it again?
Yeah, nah, let him do it Acapulco.
Close enough.
That was marvellous.
We'll be back in February. Until then,
get a life.
Stop wanking so much, you'll hurt yourself.